We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A historic thing happened in sports broadcasting yesterday. Mark Zuboff, frankly, Al, I would not want to follow Mark Zuboff, a beloved broadcaster.
Yeah.
But somebody has to do it. And Mark Zuboff retired last fall and apparently in the breach now. For the first time, major sport in Philadelphia, TV play-by-play announcer Kate Scott, a female with an extensive background in broadcasting. In fact, Josie, I think she did one of the first NHL games.
She did last year. She did an all-female telecast, and she did the play-by-play. She was outstanding.
She did the first NFL radio broadcast ever. She is a pioneer in her field. And she has done, it sounds like she could do every sport.
She can.
Soccer. On the line to analyze this historic decision is our TV guy from JBlack.TV. Jay Black. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Angelo.
Jay, are you in Vegas right now?
I am. I'm performing with Brad Garrett at the MGM this week.
I love Brad
he's
Garrett.
He's awesome.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
He's an animal on there.
What a show that is. Jay, you made it to Vegas. You're going to the top, aren't you?
it's a lot of fun, and Brad is one of the best in the business, so it's great being able to work with him.
But unfortunately for you, it's 5:43 a.m. You didn't tell me. I could have booked you another time. All right.
Angelo, I'm up early anyway. I always love talking to you.
All right, Jay. Kate Scott, TV play-by-play broadcaster for the Philadelphia 76ers. How significant is that?
It's very significant. She follows Lisa Byington, who got hired by the Bucks last week as the second woman to be calling NBA games on television. And I think it's very significant from a cultural point of view, but I think it's also very significant from, you know, the NBA recognizing that fully 40% of their fans are women. And in Philadelphia, the number is even higher. They have 43% of the fans of the Sixers are women. So, you know, you could look at this as, hey, we were trying to diversify things. But I think it comes down to, like most things in sports, an economic decision, which is let's get a very qualified woman to call these games so that we can embrace and include so many of our female fans. So I think it's a good move all around for them.
All right. I'm glad you have that reaction. I think we have that reaction as people in broadcasting. Not all of the fans had that reaction. Rhea was tracking the social media after the announcement. Rhea, what kind of things were being said?
Well, knuckle-dragging Neanderthals is probably the best way to say it. So here's a couple of them. I'm sick and tired of these women being forced down our throats. God forbid there's an all-male panel on ESPN. They always have to throw in that token dopey broad. That was one of my favorites.
And I should point out that 25 or so years ago, Rhea was our token
dopey broad.
However, now, if you study the last 25 years, the top performer on the show was that same dopey blonde.
Well, just to let you know, all of the trolling that was done at Kate Scott, I got thrown into it.
You did?
So, yeah, guys.
You got in it.
A guy said, why not complain about Rhea 94.1? She's terrible. She's only on there because she's a female.
Yeah. We've been trying to get rid of her for almost 25 years now. Why does she keep coming in?
Yeah, it's shocking. It's not shocking because it's Twitter and social media and people are awful animals on there. But, you know, here's the thing. The men that are saying, where's the all-men panels? That's what we've had for 70 years,
yes.
right? Since the beginning of television. That's number one. Number two, nobody likes the announcers, right? So they're saying that we have to have a woman forced down our throats. How about Joe Buck? Why do we have to have Joe Buck forced down our throats, right? So it's this idea of we're not just looking for the same group of demographics to watch our games because we can't grow the sport that way. You know, in 2020, Angelo, the 76ers said that they were focusing on two things during the pandemic when there were no games going on. They were focusing on social media and female outreach because those were the two places they thought they could grow their game. Nobody in sports does something for the love of diversity. They do it for the money always, and there's money in this.
I would like to make a statement at this point because I have watched sports for a long time, and it has been primarily a white men's club. All right?
Yes.
I would rather have do a game than Dick Stockton, a trained cockatoo. All right? There is almost no one who could not do a better job than Dick Stockton did for 45 years of assaulting your eardrums. Thank you. Now, let's say, Jodie, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm not sure the bird choice you used. But.
Well, I was thinking parrot, parakeet.
Yeah, parrot's better.
Than a cockatoo?
Yeah.
All right.
You know.
Yeah, Angelo, I think a cockatoo is too smart. I think Jodie's you have to go with a dumber bird.
Somebody look up if a cockatoo can talk.
I'm not Googling that.
All right. That's right. Don't Google it. One other thing, Jack. All right. Because I got Steve Levy coming on, and I have a feeling he's not thrilled, but he won't admit it. All right. So Steve Levy does Monday Night Football. He's the main play-by-play guy. But there's an alternative to that now, and that's the Manning broadcast on ESPN2. All right.
Yes.
It doubled its ratings in the second week.
Is that
kind of informal broadcast starting to take root in America?
So I think, number one, if I'm Stephen Levy, I'm happy that Peyton Manning just didn't take my job. You know, so I think the idea that there is an alternative broadcast is good. But not only was it up, it was up 137%, which for this kind of broadcast is unprecedented, right? So this means this is a word-of-mouth hit. And I think that, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand with what we were just talking about in the sense of there are only so many diehard sports fans who are going to watch no matter what. So if there's things that we can do to bring in people that might not ordinarily be watching or might only be casual fans, we're going to see more of this. You know, this is – now, the question is, Angelo, how many guys are Peyton Manning – that would draw in this many people to watch an alternative broadcast? I think we're seeing why ESPN wanted him so badly as a broadcaster. But I think we're going to see more of it for sure.
Well, I'm really hoping Steve Levy trashes the Manning broadcast that says, listen to us. Steve, Jay Black, are you in our area at all? And now you're just working the West Side.
No, I'll be back in the Philly area. I'm doing a bunch of shows there. The one that I'm very excited about, I'm going to be at Soul Joel's in Palmyra at the end of October. If you go to souljoels.com, you can get all that information.
His name is Jay Black. Thank you, Jay. All right, let's go back to the girl.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.